This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they're in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Thank you so much for listening to the College Life Podcast. I appreciate you being here, and I'm really excited to talk about this topic. Today, we're going to be talking about gratitude, and it's something that's been really profound in my own life recently, and I just wanted to share a couple things that I have learned to do that have really changed the game in the way that I'm experiencing life. And the earlier that you can learn how to do this, the better your life is going to be. I would probably give my everything that I own on that concept. It will be so helpful and you will enjoy your life so much more when you have this. So we're going to talk about gratitude. So according to Webster's Dictionary, gratitude is the state of being grateful or thankfulness, basically expressing gratitude for something. Especially if you're living in the United States, you have so much to already be grateful for. The more that I learn about other cultures and communities that are outside of the United States, we have so many amazing things that are happening here. Not to say that we can't improve, because there are plenty of areas that I see for improvement. Check out the other podcast called We Need You, and you will hear some of the things that I am interested in regards to the U.S. and improving the U.S. Anyways, so just being really grateful for what you have. And one thing that I've implemented in my life recently is keeping a gratitude journal. Now, I put this off for way too long. People had told me to do this. I had read it in a couple books, I think, and I'm pretty sure there were a couple people in my life who told me to do this, and I said, yeah, I'll do it later. I'm sure that some of you can identify with those types of things where you put things off, and this is not one of those things that you should be putting off. Takes less time than brushing your teeth, and it can have such an impact on the way that you experience the world. So what I do is I brush my teeth, I get in my bed, and I put my phone on the charger, make sure my time is ready to go for my alarm clock or the next day, and then I pick up my gratitude journal. It's a small journal. I literally have bullet points that I just do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I write them out. I don't write them really big. I don't write full sentences. This is not for that. It is really just for you to be intentional about being grateful for things every single day. To give you some insight into how I use this and what I actually am writing down, and also a little bit of insight into who I am as a person, I'm just going to share a little bit about what I have been grateful for recently. So a few days ago, I think it was a couple weeks ago, maybe, and I do have the dates written down, but I don't know when this was. So I had lunch with one of my students, and it was so awesome. I just got to connect with her. We had lunch and just got to hang out instead of, you know, being intentional about what we were discussing in a meeting. We were just kind of connecting and getting to know each other a little bit more. And it was great. So I basically just wrote lunches with the student's name. I also am really grateful for safe travels. So I wrote that one day. And I don't know if you know this, but I was commuting 3 to 4 times a week over about 2.5 hours a day. So an hour and about 15 minutes to my PhD program, to the school that I was working on my PhD at, back home an hour and 15 minutes. So there are so many ways that you can get in a car accident. And I am in the car a lot. So I'm just so grateful for having safe travels. So another thing that I put is that I have a ton of opportunities. So just recently, I feel like I've been able to access some really cool opportunities and meet some really interesting people who are making a difference in my life. And I'm just really grateful for those opportunities. Interestingly, the ones that I'm sharing right now are not material. So maybe I'll share a couple of my material ones. Oh, so I have one. So I went to the dentist recently and they told me, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. You know, your teeth are really great. And I have not always had that in the past. So I am like super thankful for this. And I wrote that I just have number three toothbrushes that are electric. So I really feel like it has made such a huge difference in my dental hygiene. No, I am not sponsored by them or anything. I just really, they've made a huge difference in my teeth. So I'm just really grateful for them. I'm also grateful for Second Chances, and I had just watched Last Chance You. It's an episode or a season on Netflix, and the third season, I think, just came out, and it just really gives you some insight into students at a junior college who are trying to figure out a way to get to a Division I or Division II school and play football at the next level. And it's just been a really incredible show for me. I really enjoy football, and then it also just helps me get to know some students who are trying to figure their lives out and trying to do better. And they are amazing people, and it just gives me hope for the world even more. So one day I had a really good salad from a restaurant, so I was grateful for that. It was just a really good meal, and I was just really grateful for it. Another thing related to this podcast, so if you saw this on my Instagram account, at the College Life Coach, I shared that I had just done an interview, or maybe I was about to do the interview, on a Skype, it's actually called Zoom. And it's a video conferencing tool that you can use to interview people or to just connect with people who are not in the same location as you. And in this podcast, I really want to interview more people who are just nationally located, not just in my current area. So this was just really cool. So I was grateful. I just put Zoom interviews and that was it. And I just am really grateful for that, because it's a platform that I can use in order to hopefully expand who I get to interview on this podcast. One day I put random bike adventures because my husband and I went for a bike ride and it was such a great day. And we got lost, and then we found our way back, obviously. And it was just a really great day. So it's just something that I'm grateful for and that I really want to remember. And also, just by writing these and reflecting on them at the end of your night, it just makes me feel at peace. Like, okay, I am living the life that I want. And I'm grateful for every single moment and every small thing, every big thing. So you can tell in some of the things that I shared, some of the items were, you know, really big picture, like Second Chances, but it had to do with something practical that happened that day. And then some things are very small, like a meal. So it can be anything. And again, it's really changed the way that I look at my life. And then sometimes I'll be doing something and I'm like, oh, I'm going to write about this in my journal tonight. And it just helps you look for more things to be grateful for. And then also, so since I have started doing this, again, I feel like I'm just enjoying life more and just really appreciating the little things and the moments that I do have. And recently, I actually got really frustrated. You know, whenever you have one thing, something small, stupid and small happens, and then another stupid small thing happens, and then another stupid small thing happens, and then you're just like frustrated. Maybe you don't get this way. I do. And sometimes it happens very easily. And I'm trying to work on this, but I think I couldn't get my key lock out of my bike. So, and like it wouldn't come undone. And I'm like, you know, working on it, trying to like fumble with it to get the key out of this bike lock. And I can't do anything unless I get this bike lock unlocked. So I'm like getting frustrated. Then I like drop my sunglasses on the ground and it's pavement. So I'm like, oh crap, did I scratch them? So then I like pick those up, and then something else falls out of my bag. And then I try to put stuff in my bag, and my bag is like frustrating with the zipper. And I just had to stop. So my new rule, and this is something that when I did this, it changed the game for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do this more often. When I start getting anxious, when I start getting super frustrated, especially when you really look at those three things, they're so dumb. Why am I getting mad about this? It just is. It's fine. Nothing is wrong, you know? And I got so frustrated. Like, I was getting worked up. I could feel it in my body. And I looked around. I said, okay, I just need to stop for a second and I need to be grateful. So I am starting to see these three things that happen that are frustrating and small as signs from the universe. Chill out, Alicia. Take a second. Take a step back. What's going on here? And be grateful. And I look around, and these little white, I think they're called cottonwood maybe, or some kind of trees. And there's these like little white things that were just fluttering off the tree It was magical. It was beautiful. There were mountains in the back, and I almost missed it. I almost missed it because of how frustrated I was about all these like little things that were kind of going on that didn't matter. And I took a second and I stopped and I was like, okay, I'm really grateful for this moment right now. And all the other stuff didn't matter anymore. So one thing that I have started doing since I did this or noticed this, anytime that three things in a row that frustrate me that shouldn't, that are kind of dumb, if that happens three times in a row, I need to stop and be grateful. Stop, look around. What can you be grateful for in that moment? And it really just jolts you back into reality. It jolts you back into living in that moment and to really being aware of what's happening right in front of you that we often miss because we are just frustrated or we're rushing to the next thing or we're worried about something that just happened in the past that we can't change and we're not focused on like what's happening in the moment. Gratitude has really changed the game for me. And I really think that if you aren't practicing this in your day-to-day life, I think it's worth trying out. Just try it out. Just try it out. See if it works for you. Maybe it won't. I honestly think something else might. But that's like what has worked for me recently. And again, it has changed the game in the way that I'm experiencing life. So that is all for today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I'm really grateful for you all and just grateful for this platform and this opportunity to really make more connections with college students across the country. I just really hope that this podcast inspires you and gives you hope and motivates you and challenges you so that you can be the best person that you can be while you're in college and that you can love your college experience and love life. I hope you enjoy this episode and I will catch you in the next one.